This is Brittany Owens, and I'm doing my interview with a Mr.
Mac Evans.
We are in Blakely, Georgia, at the Linda Hilton Maddox Library.
Yes.
All right, in the conference room. And today's date is June 24th, 2011. Okay. All right, Mr. Evans, when and where were you born?
I was born in Blakely, Georgia, 1942.
So which way? We're in Blakely, right?
Yeah, we're in Blakely. Mm-hmm. I'm in the east, southeast of Blakely.
Okay. What about your parents? Do you know when they were born?
My father was born in 1911 in Miller County.
In Miller County?
Yes.
That's Colquitt, right?
Yes.
Okay. And your mother?
My mother was born in 1913, Early County.
Okay, what were their occupations?
Farmers.
Farmers, both were farmers?
Yes.
All right. How many children did your mother have?
My mother had two girls and four boys, six.
Okay. All right. Do you remember your grandparents?
No.
Okay, so you don't know much about your grandparents?
No.
Excuse me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did your family own the land that they worked on?
Yes. They purchased the land in 1941, 42.
Do they know? Do you know who they bought it from?
It was a government program that they was doing back in 1941, 1942.
Okay. I think that may have been part of the New Deal administration. The
could have been
the Farm Home Administration.
Yes, could have.
What kind of farm was it, and how many acres?
It was 160 acres. It was basically row crop, small pasture, and the rest of it, row crop farming.
Okay. You said 160 acres?
Yes.
What kind of crops did they farm?
Cotton, corn, peanuts.
Which of the three do you think was the most lucrative?
I think peanuts, though, was...
Peanut?
Yes.
Okay. How many generations lived on the farmland?
What do you mean by generation?
Were your parents the first generation?
My parents were the first generation that they bought their land and they lived there.
Okay. Okay. Can you describe the house you was raised in? When it was built? How it got built, just in the particular details.
It was just something that the government put up because soon after they purchased the land, then World War II broke out. Mm-hmm. Then they wouldn't. The government wasn't able to build houses. Okay. And so they just put up some of them for them to live in.
Okay. How many rooms did it have?
Two.
Okay. What was the main economy in your community? Was most people farmers? Or
yeah, everybody. No, okay. Everybody's farmers.
Okay. Everybody farmed. How did your parents make a living? They were farmers?
Yes.
Okay. And did they go to town and sell their crop?
Yes, they
Or did they have people come in, people making big shipments and stuff?
No, everyone had to take the product at the end of the town.
How do they keep the family fed and clothed?
Most of it was on the from off the farm.
Okay, did your father hunt?
Very little. He did hunt, so, yeah.
So, most of y'all, when y'all just raised y'all...
Right, we were... Okay. Right.
Okay, I got you. Why do you think your parents chose farming over public work?
Back in that time, back in the... late 30s, early 40s, mm-hmm. there was no public work. You know, that they knew of. 90% of the people is farming, that's what they went into. That's what their parents did. So they bought, when they got married, they purchased land and they went into farming.
Okay. So they already had land before they got new land in 42?
My grandparents had land.
Okay, your mother's people, your dad people?
My mother's people had land.
So did your mother, did she inherit some of the land?
No.
Okay. Do you know any other details about how they acquired the land?
No, it was a government loan that, cause the community I grew up in, I guess it's about 2 miles wide, and about 4 miles long, and it was about 15 black families. From 1939 to 1942, they all moved into the area at the same time.
Really?
Yes.
Was this by chance? Do you know if it was like a collective effort just to move and settle this place?
The government.
Government. Okay.
It was a tract of land that it was a plantation that went down. So they went in there, split it up, and sold it to these, I think about 15 different black families.
Okay. So did your family need regular credit for seed and fertilizer and machinery?
Yes.
Okay. How did they work out these loans?
It was more or less, they go up and get credit and, they would give them a credit like in probably January or February to get seed and to get enough money to buy, I would say buy food, but I would say we'll buy stuff to season the food with because we grew most of it on the farm. Okay. And so, and then, when they gather the crops in the fall of the year, then they pay the loan back.
Okay. How did they choose who to borrow from? Like the government or the bank or sharecroppers? Or do you know why they chose to borrow, who they borrowed from?
No, I do not know. Okay. No, I do not.
Did they experience any difficulties in getting credit, or was everybody pretty much good on their word? Any difficulties from the store owners getting credit?
I don't remember getting credit from the store owners.
So who did your family get credit for the fertilizing seeds and stuff?
It was from the guys that owned the warehouses that sold the seed.
Okay.
And back at that time, I think it was about three major lenders in the area.
Did they all have this kind of the same price?
Yes, most of that had the same clients. It was the Maddox, the Singletaries, and the Joneses.
Okay, well, all of what was the race of these people?
Oh, they was all white.
Okay. Did your family always work their own land, or did they take on renters and sharecroppers or wage laborers?
We always worked our own land.
Okay. What kinds of work did your parents do on the farm?
They just worked the normal farm. They just couldn't go in. Get up in the morning and go out and work in the field.
Okay, so did your father, did he always have a tractor, or did he use a
No. We had mostly, we did farming with mules.
Okay, so did your mother ever plot a mule?
No, she didn't plot a mule, but she also did what you call the hoeing, what we call hoeing. Yeah.
And did she pull weeds?
Yeah, pull weeds and pick cotton. Okay. Yeah, the peanuts.
Okay, so yeah. Would it be fair to say that your father did, you know, the strenuous?
Right, she did the strenuous, yes.
Okay. Do you know how they made decisions about the farm?
No, I guess between the two of them, they talked over what they was going to do, then they went from there.
Okay, so they made decisions together.
Yes.
How did they deal with contracts, loans, and government agencies? Did they deal with them together, or did your father?
They dealt with them together.
Okay. Do you think a single man or a single woman could have run their own farm?
Back then? No.
Back then?
Yes, they could. Yes, they could have.
Why you say that?
Then he would have to go out and hire help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to run his farm.
Okay. What kind of work did you and your brothers and sisters do on the farm?
We plow, we hoe, we pick cotton, gather peanuts, gather corn.
And around what age?
I said starting around the age of 12, 13.
What about work on the farm when you had a family? Did your family grow up on the farm, the family you have now, you and your wife?
No. We did not grow up on the farm.
Okay. Can you describe an average day in the life of the farmer? Like, say you're 14 years old, you get up, and what happens next?
Mostly you get up, you go out and look at the livestock. Then you come back in, you probably have breakfast. Then you get ready to go out and work in the field. You work out there until noon, you come in for lunch. Then you go back at it after, and you work until dark.
Okay. Did your family leave the farm? You, your mother, father, and brothers and sisters?
Yes.
When?
I left the farm in 1961. I graduated from high school.
Okay, what did your parents say?
My father had passed, and my mother sold the property. And she left in 1964.
Why do you think she left? On account of your father passing?
Yes, and another thing is, as at that time, there was no one to work the farm. I had left, my sister had left, my brother had left, and then there was no way that she could run the farm all by herself.
In your community, do you think any black people, any black landowners, was unfairly deprived of their land?
Yes, I said they were.
Okay. When you left the farm, what kind of work did you get into?
I left the farm in 1961. I went north and started working in a factory. You know,
What state?
State of New Jersey.
What part?
I went to Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, you went all the way to the city. Okay. How much education did your family receive?
My father, he received an eighth grade education. And my mother, she did not go to school.
Okay. What about, you said you're, what about your generation? Did all your brothers and sisters get the same education?
My two oldest brothers, they got an eighth grade education. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us finished high school.
Okay. Why do you think that your two eldest brothers only went to eighth grade?
They was working on the farm. And back during that time, we was living so far out in the country. Mm-hmm. That was, most times there was no way to get into the city to go to school.
What value did your parents put on education?
No, they put a high value on education. They saw that once we could get catch the bus to go to school, mm-hmm. we did go to school.
So that made y'all go every day even when you were sick?
No, we didn't go every day. We still had to work on the farm, and most time the first 3 weeks of school, we missed those 3 weeks. So school started the first week in September back in that time. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't finish together in your crop until about the last week of September or the first week of October. So we stayed out. We had to stay out until we finished gathering the crop.
Okay, what was the school like that you attended?
It was basically segregated school, but...
You said it was segregated?
Yes.
So you went to an all-black school?
All-black school.
Okay. Did your parents have to pay for tuition or books?
No.
Okay. Did you go to, a schoolhouse, or did you go to, a school building?
Elementary school, it was like a schoolhouse. Back during that time, that's one thing I have to say about the churches. Mm-hmm. Most schools, they start out in churches.
Is it?
And most elementary schools was located in a church.
Okay. Was it a lot of students there?
No, most of them had about 15 students at the most.
And what grades did they teach?
They taught from first up until eighth grade.
Okay.
And most of them, they have 15 or 20 students and most two teachers.
In one room?
No, they probably had two rooms.
Okay.
Some of them had two or three rooms, and one teacher would be going from one room to the other. She'd give this great work to do, then she go and then get this great work to do, and you know, she sat, probably standing in the middle of the door and see what they was doing.
So they worked it out.
Yes.
Okay. So what difference did the education make when you were coming up?
It made a big difference. At least we was able to get away. As back during that time, we would say we was getting away.
Getting away from the farm.
Yeah, getting away from the farm.
Okay. Oh, I understand. What difference did it make for your children?
One thing that I'm proud of my kids, look like we stepped off, me and my wife stepped off our parents' shoulder and got an education. I got some college. Mm-hmm. And they stepped off our shoulders and they went on and went to grad school.
Can you describe the community you grew up in?
Yes, it was I was in a very caring community. Everybody was basically on the same level. It was a loving community. Everybody looked out for each other.
Was it mostly fields or a wooded area?
Oh, mostly fields.
What about the race of your neighbors? Were all black, or did you have some white neighbors?
We probably saw, when I was growing up, I probably saw one white person a week.
That's pretty scary. So I'm thinking you lived in all black community.
Yeah, all black community.
Okay. How many churches did you have in your community?
We had one building, but we had two churches.
So you had one building in your community with two churches?
Right.
That's all right.
On the first Sunday, we call it Johnson Chapel. Mm-hmm. On third Sunday, they call it Bright Star.
Okay.
That's why I said that community, that was a loving community, because we had Methodist and Baptist. But the community, we couldn't afford to build two churches.
Okay.
And so the community came to church and said, okay, we'll build one church. The Methodists, we were having on the first Sunday. The Baptists, they were having on the third Sunday of the month.
What? That's pretty bad.
And then they worked it out that way. Okay. And like they're putting the well in, community came in, they put the well in.
The community put the well in?
Yeah.
Like the water well?
Yeah, the water well.
Can you describe the community you lived in as an adult?
As an adult, I lived in New Jersey at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so how was that different from the farm?
Oh. it was strange. It was a lot that you didn't used to. I wasn't used to working 8 hours a day.
How long were you used to working?
I was used to working from sunup to sundown.
So if you heard somebody complain about working 8 hours, were you like, you know what I'm saying, this is a piece of cake, you know? Right. You ain't really seen, you know what I'm saying, work.
So it was a big change.
Was it better, or would you say just different?
It was better. At least when you got away and went to work, at least you can save. At least you can see that you can work and save and move up. But on the farm, we can see no way that you can no get out unless you left.
Wow. Back to the farm. how did people have fun or pass the time when you were coming up? Like, did y'all have the hangout spots, or did y'all play baseball?
No, we played baseball, hangout spots. Some communities had hangout spots.
Not
yours. Sometimes we can go back to the church and watch movies. No, stuff like that. But that was only once a week. But Okay. Like on Saturday afternoon, yeah. Someone will get a movie projected and get a movie and have all the kids in the community come down to the church and they'll show us a movie or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You remember any other things?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Church.
Yeah.
Okay. So what role did your family play in church?
My mother was a stewardess.
She was what now?
A stewardess. No, she was one of the... Mm-hmm. No, they play a very strong role in church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about school?
My mother, she didn't play that much of a role in school because she wasn't educated. Mm-hmm. But she made sure that we went to school when the time came.
What about fraternal organizations like the Masons?
No, we were not a part of the Masons. Those organizations.
What about the Garveyite movement, the Pan-African movement?
No, we never heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. What about the NAACP?
Back that time, no. We heard of it, but looked like we was isolated.
You feel like the land that, you know, the government...
No, the only thing that we really heard of, like my mother and them, they wasn't that educated, so we didn't get no newspaper, anything like of that. Mm-hmm. We only get one radio station. We got that at night. And so it's... That's what I mean. You mean by isolated. No, you didn't hear of the little things going on.
Okay. So you, okay. Didn't hear about, okay. Did your parents vote?
No.
Not even after the Civil Rights Movement?
No.
Okay. Do you know any details about their political activity? Oh, well, you said they were isolated. Okay.
Right. It's almost like you were isolated. Okay.
How about you? Did you vote before the Civil Rights? I don't think you may have been old enough to vote before the Civil Rights Movement. 60. Yeah, you were. Did you vote before the Civil Rights Movement?
When was the Civil Rights Movement?
60s and 65.
Okay. I started voting. I graduated. My first time I voted was 68.
Okay. What about your brothers and sisters?
Yes, they registered and vote, yes.
And 68 were two?
No, they was younger than I were.
Oh.
Okay. Some of them were younger than I were.
So but, what place, are you, you said your parents had six kids?
Yes.
So you are the what child, what number?
I'm number one, two, number four.
Oh, okay. Kind of at the end, just a little bit. You got two people to boss around, right. So you ain't having too many. Okay, what about your older brothers and sisters? Do you know if they voted?
No, I do not know if they voted.
Okay. All right. Do you remember any black political figures in your community?
Growing up in... Mm-hmm. No.
No jurors? Nothing?
No.
Okay. Did your family play a role in the Civil Rights Movement?
No.
Okay. Can you describe your family's relationship with white people in the area?
No, they knew of them. But that little community, that 2 miles wide and 4 or 5 miles long, looked like we were just there on a rock.
Okay, so you don't remember your family being particularly close to like a white family?
No.
Okay. So there wasn't no socializing, no baseball game, no barbecues?
No.
Did your family or parents, grandparents, did they ever attend white churches?
No.
Okay. Did you and your family, well, you know white neighbors. Do you remember helping white people in the time of injury or illness?
No, but the only thing I remember about the white race, sometimes they'll come in and pick us up to go out and help them on their farm.
Okay.
Then we'll bring us back to our little island at night.
Okay, so were y'all paid to do that?
Yes, we was paid.
Okay. Around what time was this?
That was during they helped them gather their crops.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what year? Like, how old were you?
14, 15,
okay. 16. It was just you and your brothers? Or did some of your sisters go out there too?
Brothers, sisters, and mother.
Oh, okay. Right. Do you think owning your own land exposed your family to additional risk of being of violence or humiliation?
Nope.
Do you remember any white people in the area that made life hard for you?
Life was hard. I don't think they could have made it any hard.
Okay. I understand. How did poor white people treat you?
I never was around poor white people.
Okay. What about white city people?
The only one I was around was the white farmers that came in and picked us up to work and brought us back.
Okay.
I really wasn't around.
Okay.
I worked with a couple of poor white. And it was strange.
When was this?
When I was in high school. And it was...
Mm-hmm.
It was strange because it looked like, as we call it, the white man, he treated the poor white person worse than he treated black people.
Really?
No, what I could see.
So, how did like the poor white people? How did they treat you? Were they nice, or was it just like you said, just wasn't really a lot of encounters?
There was not a lot of encounters, because when I worked with some of the whites, like at the country club,
mm-hmm.
we had to work on the country club, do the golf course, and they treat us one way, because at lunchtime, we was allowed to go in and work in the kitchen, to help the cooks out in the kitchen. And we can go in the back and we can, after we, everything is over with, then we can eat. But we had to eat in the back of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But the poor whites, they didn't even allow them to the country club.
Really? What country club was this? Do you remember the name?
That's the one here in the early county. I don't know the name of it.
Okay, how's it? Okay. Pretty interesting.
You know, I guess because we were black and we worked in the kitchen, because the cook in the kitchen was black. But the white guy was out there. He had to bring his own lunch.
Do you remember of any landowners who were like lynched or murdered by white people? Do you remember hearing stories about it?
I've heard stories about it, but meeting them or knowing them, no, I do not.
Okay. Do you think that your family's experiences were different from black tenants or black sharecroppers? Well, black people who didn't own their own land and who were farmers?
Yes, it was different.
How so?
Because when you was working your own land, you worked at your own pace because mm-hmm. you had to keep it. But you weren't really a force to go out when you didn't feel like working. But I hear talk of some people that was, they didn't feel like working, but they was forced still to go out and work on the farm.
How did your family relate to these people? Do you have any stories of them?
No, because we was on our
two miles
long. No, 2 miles
wide. 2 miles wide and 4 miles long?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Do you remember your parents speaking about World War?
No.
No, because they were just born. Okay. Do you remember them speaking about the boll weevil or talking about hearing their grandparents talk about the boll weevil?
Boll weevil.
The little bug that came and just ate.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I remember him.
You remember him?
Yes.
That's a bad bug.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bad bug. Yeah.
And what about it? Do you remember him destroying?
Oh yes. If you didn't go out and take care of your cotton, he would destroy it. It would completely destroy everything that you get work for.
So how'd you kill the boll weevil?
They had some type of spray or dust that you most people spray the vegetables to keep the bugs out. It was spray that you put on your cotton to keep the boll weevil out.
Okay, so what is it? Have you seen
Oh yes.
Do he look as bad as he is? Do he look like he can cause that much damage?
No, he don't look like because he's very small.
That's probably why. Okay. What about the Great Depression? You remember your folks?
No, I don't remember. I'm talking about
that. Okay. What about the New Deal? That was probably like around the time you were born. The farm home. I believe that your parents acquired that land through some kind of
doing
the New Deal.
Right. No, it was the government deal. Because yep. they did two projects here in Early County.
Okay.
They did one project for the white farmers.
So they did it for the white farmers and the black farmers?
Right. Did one section for white farmers.
Okay.
That's about 15 miles south of here.
Okay.
They had a 5 mile stretch, 2 miles wide, 5 mile long.
Okay.
Stretch out for white farmers. Then they got a stretch and that stretch of land, they call it the Spooner Quarters. And the stretch that I grew up on, they call it Sandy Bottom.
Spooner Quarters and Sandy Bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
And they had built all the white houses, white farmers' houses, in Spooner Quarter. And they had came to Sandy Bottom, the government, and started building the black family houses. Then World War II broke out. And so they wasn't able
to. They wouldn't finish the black people houses when World War II broke out.
Right.
They had to stop. Because of World War II, you think that the white people... Okay, compare your houses to those in Spooner Quarters.
Spooner Quarter was... They was... At the time, they was what they called decent houses. I think about six-room houses.
Did they even start building the black people houses before?
Yeah, I think they built about three of them.
Were those three better than the ones that the rest of the black people had?
Oh yes, they was new houses that they was building.
Oh, okay.
They was building them new houses.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Until World War II broke out, then they couldn't build no more. Then they just put up little, what do I call them, little sheds or shacks.
Okay. Wow.
Most of them was only two rooms.
Compared to the
six-room?
Okay. When did local industries move into your area, like the mills and such?
it's nothing still in that area that I grew up in.
So you really wasn't no mills and nothing industry moving to your area?
No. The only industry that I knew that moved into Early County, the paper mill, and that was back in probably 6 to 1. See, yeah, the year I finished high school.
Okay. Did your family supplement the farm income in any other ways? I know you said your mom went to, pick cotton with y'all.
Yes.
So to generate money for the family?
Yeah, well, that was clothes for school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. School clothes and such.
Yeah.
Okay. Did your father have any other?
Yes.
Work.
He worked outside of the farm for a while. Yeah. He worked at the peanut mill. That's when the people started gathering the peanuts and bringing them in. So they had.
Okay. Do you think he faced discrimination at the peanut mill?
Yes. it was there, but we had learned, like the lady said. We stayed in our lane. And they stayed in their lane.
So long as the path didn't cross.
Right. Yeah, everything was fine.
Understood. So it was like no one went outside of their way to,
right.
Just because you black don't do this, but it's just, okay.
Right.
Okay, I got you. Did you fight in any wars? Were you ever in the service?
Yes, I was in the military.
On what branch?
U.S. Army.
Okay. Did you fight in a war?
No.
Okay. When did you go to the Army?
Well, 1966.
Okay. That's the year my mom was born, 66. Did your family participate in a crop control programs for cotton, tobacco, or any other crop? When they pay you not to produce a certain crop?
No. At that time, it was controlled, but they didn't pay you not to produce a crop. The only thing you couldn't, I don't know. You was only allowed to plant so much, so it was controlled.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did your family participate in elections for the AAA, the Agricultural Adjustment Administration?
No, not to my knowledge.
Did they have access to the extension services?
No, not to my knowledge. No one never came in.
What about people who worked at the County Agricultural Services Office?
It was like they did not come out to help you in any way.
Did you participate in 4-H as a child or a teenager?
No. Because when we was growing up, I don't know, we had 4-H. I know it was around. Did we participate in it? No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Did you or any women in your family join home demonstration clubs?
Now, what is home demonstration clubs?
The home demonstration clubs, that were clubs for women, kind of like home economics.
Okay.
Like to learn how to, cook and clean and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so yes, they had that type of program around. Yes.
Okay. What did the club work mean to the girls who was in it?
I don't know whether was it the girls? I know they had a club for, I'll say, the ladies. I think like every Tuesday or every Wednesday. I might have been once a month that they come around and show families, mothers and families know how to prepare food, how to can food, how to bake cakes,
okay.
how to make dresses. They had that club around.
Okay. Did your family own farm equipment?
Yes.
Well, do you remember the first machinery purchase?
Probably in, yes. In 19, ooh, probably 55.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
A tractor.
You remember what kind?
Ford.
Ford tractor. How, do you remember how much it was?
I think it was about $1,000.
Okay. Did was it purchased on credit?
You know? Yes.
Do you know, did your neighbors or other landowners buy equipment and use weed killers and other chemicals on the farm?
No, no weed killers.
No weed killers.
No.
No chemicals and stuff.
We knew pesticide. That was no
herbicide.
Right, that was no herbicide when I was growing up.
Okay. When did your family make major purchases? When did your family make major purchases like a car, electricity, stove?
That's really hard. What time of the year did they make
the... Around what year? Do you remember how old you were when you first got the radio, the phone, or the stove?
Oh. You always had it. Probably 1950.
When they got the radio?
Yes.
Okay. What about a car?
Oh, 1957.
What kind of car was it?
A Chevy.
Was it a truck?
Nope.
But just a car?
Car.
Me and my Chevy. Chevy. Heavy Chevy. What about electricity?
About 1952.
What about a stove?
1953.
All right. How did your parents spend their money?
Mostly, before we got a tractor, what little money we did have and did spend, it was mostly, you know, for the family.
The needs for the family?
Yes.
Okay. Were your choices different when you started making your own money?
No.
Why do you think that was so? You know, spend money. When you went to Jersey and, you know, started making your own money, I mean, you know your parents, because your parents taught you, you know, needs first.
Right.
Then.
I sort of kept, how did I spend my own? I sort of saved and don't look that for the family.
Okay. That's pretty noble.
Yeah.
Did your mother buy or make clothes?
My mother made clothes until she got what she could afford to buy them. Okay. Because most of the time when she was in the South, she made her clothes.
Okay. So when did she start buying clothes? You said when she was able to. Do you know, remember around what year? She was able to purchase?
Probably 1960.
Okay, what did land owning mean to you and your family?
It is something that you own that you is proud of.
Do you think it instilled any values, or what kind of values did it instill in you?
The value to save and say you have something.
What about any skills and attitudes that you pass along to your children?
None of my skills, but the attitude is to say you have something, because most times when you say this is mine, and one thing about property, it don't seem to it is something that you say I have and I can hold on to.
Okay. So, what do you tell your children about their land owning heritage?
My son, I try to instill in him, no, to, as long as you got the land, you have something to, that you can hold on to. That is something that your great-grandfathers had. My daughter, she owned property, but farmland, she's saying that's not for her.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I enjoyed our conversation. Okay. I learned some new things. All right, this is Brittany Owens signing off.